I know, but I can't think of it. Suggest something.
A bronc? Maverick? Unbroken horse?
Well, a bronc, I guess.
How about a pony, one of those with the big spots on him?
Pinto pony?
Pinto?
Pinto pony, uh-huh.
How about a donkey, a small one?
Oh, let me see it. Well, I can't think. It's not donkey, don't exactly.
Jackass? Burl?
Burl.
That was there a difference between a burl and a jackass?
No, same thing. Uh-huh. Same thing. Burl. My husband, when he was just a boy, well, his father gave him a burl for a pet and to play with.
Mm.
He rode him, you know.
Oh boy.
He was just a little small mule, I guess. No, it wasn't a mule. Mule is a cross between a horse and a jackass.
Mm-hmm. How about your children? Have they ridden horses?
No, not very much. We didn't. They didn't go very much for that. They'd have ridden horses, but we didn't ever keep ponies very much.
Uh-huh.
They were busy children. My children all were. They hardly had time.
Yeah. How about a group of saddle horses that a fellow has to ride? Let's say these are working horses. Uh-huh. He's a cowboy.
Well, they just call them ponies, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Was this ever called a remuda or a cavy or a bunch or a string? Or?
No. Oh, cavy or quails. I kind of forgot my name.
You mentioned horseshoes. Where did you put these on the horse?
On his feet?
Well, just on the feet, or?
On the very sole of the feet.
Was that called anything special?
No, the shoe of the horse, sure. They nailed him in.
I mean in this part of his feet.
Well, it's just the bottom of his foot.
The
hoof, yes, hoof. Huh. Nailed him to the hoof, you know.
And did you do anything else with these horseshoes?
Oh, they played horseshoes. That was a sport on Sunday evening. Among the young people or old people either. Play horseshoe and pitch dollars over the roof.
My goodness, was quite a game.
Yes, there was $1 lost here one time. We never did find.
No.
I've been looking for it ever since. That's been about 50 years ago.
If you wanted to raise sheep, what animals would you need?
Well, we'd need a ram and ewes, but we don't. We never raised any sheep.
Uh-huh. What would you call a sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Mm-hmm. Bawling.
How about a cow when she's hungry?
They bawl too. They bawl for the calf too, and wean the calf.
How about a horse when it's hungry?
Neigh. Hmm? Neigh. Nicker, sometimes nicker, nay.
A chicken that you have on a bunch of eggs?
Setting?
Well,
broody.
This is a broody?
Broody hen, uh-huh.
Broody hen. Uh-huh. Did you ever put anything in the nest to keep the hen coming back to the nest when you
no,
took away
we
the
didn't,
eggs?
No, we didn't use nest eggs. Some people use china nest eggs. We didn't.
When you cooked a chicken, what did you call that part right here in front with a bone like this?
Pulley bone?
Uh-huh.
Pulley bone.
That's my wife's part.
Yeah, that's the children like to break that, you see, make a wish.
Yeah. What would you say along about evening when the animals are hungry and are making a lot of noise? You'd say it's what time? Or if you went someplace, you'd say, I have to be home by...